A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Nun Ches, Kesubas 58a, pagination is 115. We'll be starting on the facing page, though, the first wide line. Higia Zaman Velo Niso. We were dealing with a woman who has had Kiddushin done with her husband, but the husband has not yet completed the marriage by doing Nisuin the Chuppah and taking her to his home. So we learned that once the 12-month waiting period has expired and the husband is supposed to take her as a wife, at that point he becomes obligated to support her with food. And the Mishnah says, Ocheles betruma. If it's a Kohen husband, he's allowed to support this woman using teruma, the special tithe given to Kohanim. And the question, of course, is, what changed in the transition just because the 12 requisite months have expired that suddenly she's allowed to eat teruma? Amar Ula explained. Divar Torah, biblically, Arusa Bas Yisrael Ocheles Bitruma, really, a woman, once she has had Kiddushin done with her, she's allowed to eat Truma if her husband is a Kohen. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo, when a Kohen will acquire a soul into his home, V'Hainami Kinyan Kaspohu, and she's also considered an acquisition coming into his home, and anyone part of his household is allowed to eat teruma. Typically, the case would be a slave who is acquired and enters the home. That would be almost the only case where someone's in his household, halachically in his household, who wasn't born a Kohen, wasn't born as part of his household, but became part of his household. But we're also told that a woman has the same status. She's being brought into his home. She wasn't born there, she wasn't born as a Kohen, yet she will be able to eat the Truma tithe. So really, she's allowed to eat Truma from the moment of the Kiddushin. So what took 12 months? Because matam omru eina ocheles, we have a concept that she's not allowed to eat, shema yimzugu lakos bevesavia, lest we give her a cup of teruma in the house of her father, v'tishke la'achia v'la'achosan, she's going to share it with her brother and sister. The Gemara is introducing a fascinating concept of food sharing. And we're worried that she's going to share this food with the brother and sister who are not Kohanim and didn't marry into a Kohen family at this point. And that would cause a problem that teruma would be eaten by a foreigner, so to speak, a regular Yisrael as opposed to a Kohen. And therefore, until the 12 months are expired, we do not allow her to eat teruma, lest she shear. Asks the Gemara, so what changed? Ihochi higia zman velo niso nami. She should continue not being allowed to eat teruma until she actually is taken to the husband's home. And the Gemara answers a fascinating logistical consideration. Hasam duchta miyachidlo. Once the 12 months expire and he's obligated to feed her, he is going to give her a designated place, a residence, a place that she could eat on her own, because he's worried about this food sharing thing that it's going to cost him. He's aware of this food sharing idea, and he's worried that whatever food he gives her is not going to be enough because she's sharing it with the siblings. And therefore, once the 12 months are up and he's obligated to support her, he supports her in a residence designated for her, independent of the siblings, and therefore we're no longer worried that she's going to share the teruma. Now, we all understand that this concept of sharing is not to everybody. Just because there's a guest in the home who's not allowed to eat teruma doesn't mean that we're going to feed them teruma, and therefore everybody who's a kohen is not allowed to eat teruma. There are specific dynamics by which we're concerned that there's going to be sharing. And the dynamic over here that's being described is with a sibling. There's a certain graciousness of sharing with a sibling, and therefore we're worried that there might be sharing going on. Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, explores the possibility of an achsenoi, a guest, who wants to be motze chen be'enehem, wants to find favor in the eyes of his host, the concern that he might share what he's having, and therefore, if he's a Kohen, are we concerned if there's a degree of appreciation or the like that he might end up serving the other people? You have an interesting dynamic just to allow the brain creativity to explore this. Sometimes people do a communal joint Yom Tov dinner where people share the different dishes. If this was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and you had Kohanim bringing teruma food and other people sharing other food and there was a degree of appreciation between them trying to share, we could explore whether it would indeed be improper for the Kohanim to bring teruma to such an event. The Gemara also proposes a different reason that really a woman is allowed to eat teruma from the time of the Kiddushin, but the rabbis did not allow it because of a concern. The first concern that we just did was we're worried she's going to share the teruma with her siblings. But the second concern, which our Gemara mentions, four lines up, first word on the line, is Simfon. We're concerned that something might happen to negate the Kiddushin. Namely, when the husband finally takes her into his home, he might find something negative about her, a mum, a blemish that is objectionable enough for him to negate the Kiddushin and say, just like one can negate any act of acquisition, so to speak, if you find something wrong with the item when you unpack it, so to speak, so such a thing could theoretically happen when he marries this woman. If he finds out something at that point about her arm, her leg, something, we're worried that he might negate the Kiddushin. And if he does undo the Kiddushin, it'll turn out that she was eating teruma improperly, because it turns out she was never married to this Kohen. And because of these two reasons, we have this concept that the woman is not allowed to eat teruma until such time that she is taken to the husband's house. The Gemara on today's daf wonders what's the difference between these two reasons. The expression, what's the nafka mina? What difference does it make whether you take the approach that she's not allowed to eat because she might share it with her siblings, or you take the approach that we're worried about Simfon, about what he might discover upon actually taking her to his home? And the Gemara proposes michti. Let's see. Bein lamar uvein lamar. Whether this approach or that approach. Lo achla. She's not allowed to eat teruma until she enters his home. Mai beinayu. What's the difference going to be between these reasons? Ikebeinayu kibel. The difference would be if he accepted that even if she were to have a blemish, he's okay with it. So then, if you're worried about blemish and undoing the Kiddushin, that's no longer a concern. If you're worried about her sharing with her siblings, that may still happen. And therefore, according to one reason, you still have a concern that she should not be eating teruma, while according to the other reason, your concern has been alleviated. Also, mosar v'halach. If they already took her from her husband's, from her father's home, and they're en route to the husband's home, at that point, could she start eating teruma? According to the reason that she's going to share it with her siblings, there's no longer such a concern because she's out of the house. According to the reason that there may be a blemish, so the husband has not yet spent private time with her, and therefore the concern of blemish may still exist. And therefore she would not be eating teruma because of that reason. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.